kids in the morning. Not gonna do it. Yeah. Sorry.
I can't remember installing the law without working, in the building next door to where I work, in the engineering department. Like the history of my service.
Okay.
Recording time.
Yeah, it was a Danish guy, his last name was Peters, little town south.
Let me get started. All right, so thank you, everybody, for making it back and on time. We'll continue on here real quick. Every month, or every quarter, we do get an update from Jamie Ritchie, who is our state newsline coordinator. She updates us on if there's been any problems with the system over the last few months, new idea on how many new subscribers we have to the system. This time, and all those details will be in the minutes that are posted online here in the next 10 days. She also lets us know when new features are going to be available and new papers. That while there aren't going to be any new papers right now, there's no new papers that have been added in the last 3 months that you could subscribe to. Coming very soon, if you are a Amazon Echo user, you will be able to get Newsline on your Amazon Echo. So that's kind of the big news with Newsline. Carlos, yes. Mr. Servon, do you have any, did we have any issues through the client assistance program this time that we need to discuss?
No. I opened an email from her, a very official one, started with the letterhead. How many complaints, and then when the number came,
it
says zero.
Okay. All right. Well, great then. That's what we like to hear, is that no one's been upset with the services that they're being provided. We did have one suggestion come through the staff anonymous suggestion box, and I will read that here. I'm just going to real quick read it to myself again just to make sure that there's no names mentioned, but just a moment. Okay. Yep, I think this is clean, that we don't have any client names or anything. NCBVI needs to find a way to limit the number of emails sent out to everyone. For example, it's very distracting to receive job openings in Lincoln when you don't work in the Lincoln office. Additionally, it would be helpful if requests for purchase orders were sent from the supervisors and counselors from the same office. For example, in the Lincoln office, if the Lincoln office is requesting that a purchase order be completed by another office, send it to the counselors in that office for approval and for them to forward to the VR techs as appropriate. We had received this. We did forward it on to Dr. Van Zandt. We received this at the end of May. And let's see here. Dr. Van Zandt said that she would look into the purchase order portion of the comment, although she said that she knew that VR techs from multiple offices VR techs were helping to support multiple offices, so that might be part of why some staff members might be receiving some additional notes and so on. That may not necessarily pertain to them, but they were receiving them because there was multiple offices being supported by different VR techs. For the part of jobs, the comment was made that while counselors in the North Platte District and the Omaha District and the Lincoln District support clients that currently reside in their district, that doesn't necessarily mean that that is where they have to seek employment, that, you know, that that's where they're, where they ideally want to end up at. That doesn't mean that if a great job opportunity someplace else in the state doesn't becomes available, that that person wouldn't be interested. And so, you know, not being able to easily filter those messages that they are just sent to the entire office. Hopefully, any staff members receiving those that are working with clients, if they feel that it might be something that their clients are interested in, would hopefully share them with it, even if it meant, if moving was a possibility, and if it hadn't been discussed, maybe that's a topic that they should mention to the client. You know, if a great job opportunity became available. Certainly, lots of blind and sighted people have moved before in pursuit of a job, so that's always a possibility. And we didn't want to not tell somebody about an opportunity just because it wasn't in their geographical location. So anyway, that's hopefully that answers that individual's comment, and we'll continue to read through these and give some feedback as they come in the future.
Well, plus I should also just add, we do pass these on to the director. So if there is something, more that person recognizes as a problem that they should address in some way, then they would take care of that. So we aren't the only, when we get something like that, we aren't the only group of individuals that are going to make set judgment on it and act or not act or whatever. So anyway, I just wanted to put that little point in there. All
right. Yeah, certainly when we get one of these, we're having to take it to the leadership team to get more information about the situation. So all right, we've already covered the next item on the agenda, the Nebraska Business Enterprise Update. And so the next item on the agenda is discuss and act on the per diem guidelines regarding prep for public meetings. So there is a set of guidelines, and I don't have it pulled up, I can pull it up here real quick, that the Commission Board follows in relation to how we request to be paid per diem. And one of the rules that is currently in place states that we may request to be compensated for 2 days of per diem per quarter. And that was for work that we are doing to prepare for a meeting. Well, when that guideline was written, it was thought of, the only meetings that we typically had were quarterly board meetings. That's not to be said that occasionally something in addition, some other meeting might occur, official meeting that we have to do. Like earlier this summer, in June, we had a special board meeting to conduct some business that we had to do in relation to posting, doing the job posting for the executive director position. There was a substantial amount of work that had to be done before that, and according to the guidelines, that's something that we couldn't be compensated for. If somebody had already asked to be compensated in the same quarter for that quarterly board meeting. And so we were the comment was made that I think we'd like to address the wording of that so that it would read more along the lines of, instead of per quarter, per open meeting, or per...
Term.
Because I think even if we do like the, well, we called it a retreat last time, but that to me doesn't fit the description, more like a round table. If we do a round table again to, you know, just go over what we're going to do in the next 2 years as far as topics and stuff like that, you know, that's not an open meeting, but it's still a meeting, and that's still like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that is a training opportunity.
Yeah.
It's conducted as a training opportunity, and certainly there was for some of that there's some work definitely ahead of time, because we in the two times we've done that, individuals have been asked to prepare. While some individuals are able just to show up and they didn't have any preparatory work, there were other individuals that did,
right,
and needed to coordinate things.
Of course, the biggest reason for those retreats were we had some new people that needed to work them into the system and,
right,
and become a cohesive group.
So, yeah. Okay, let me pull that up real quick, and we can see what the wording is today, and then we can figure out what the wording should be.
Don't your commissioner retreats or your trainings have to be start out as a public meeting too, and then you go into training? Because
yeah,
they're publicized, mm-hmm, so it's basically a public meeting.
I think they decided that.
Yeah, because there has to be published in the paper.
Yeah. We can't get away with nothing.
Because actually any time more than three of us are room together. More than two. So anytime there's three or more, it's supposedly a public meeting. Okay, so the per diem, so according to the guidelines, per diem will be available for the following: quarterly board meetings, legislative confirmation hearings, when the confirmation is confirmed, because if it wasn't confirmed, then you wouldn't be a board member to receive per diem. Events where we are asked by the board in advance to represent the commission, including but not limited to giving and or receiving awards, state staff meetings, conference calls that pertain to board, representation, I don't think that sounds right, but that's what it says. Conference calls that pertain to board representation, including but not limited to with new staff, RSA, or training. Travel days to and from meetings when it occurs on a separate day and involves an overnight stay. Other formal in-person meetings of NCBVI, and then board meeting preparation not to exceed 2 days per quarter. So I started when I saw the first one, you know, for quarterly board meetings, it made me think that maybe that needed to be reworded as well. There's the second to last one here that says, other formal in-person meetings of NCBVI. And then the last one was the board preparation to not to exceed 2 days per quarter. What would the board think about changing the first one from quarterly board meetings to open meetings of the board? And then the last one.
Let's strike out that last sentence.
Well, and then the last one be instead of board meeting preparation not to exceed 2 days per quarter, to be board meeting preparation not to exceed 2 days per open meeting.
You want to do open meeting or public meeting?
Well, I think public meeting is the official term.
Right.
Yes. So, yes. So, okay, so the first one would change from, so we're talking about the first one changing from quarterly board meetings to public board meetings. And the last one changing from board meeting preparation not to exceed 2 days per quarter to instead read board meeting preparation not to exceed 2 days per public meeting. Is there any discussion or questions or comments from the board? Okay.
If I could I'm just a little bit concerned from a perception standpoint. I know Carlos made a comment how the governor's trying to convey a message that, you know, we want to keep costs down so that they're limiting the number of board members on a particular committee or commission, and I don't want to perceive that we're giving ourselves a raise or increasing money to earn per diem. I'm probably not saying it right, but
no. Every time this topic comes up, it's never a fun one because I feel like we're voting ourselves a raise.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't think that, you know, while that essentially that's what we're doing, but I think it's not because we're in it for a profit, we're in it to be fair.
Yeah. I guess I would, with the understanding that we're going to make every effort possible to minimize the number of public meetings. As good stewards of our financial.
Well, and honestly, after we get the new executive director hired, we're just going to be having 4 a year anyway.
Yeah.
And this is kind of for emergency type meetings that don't happen annually, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, the history of it, there just haven't been many extra meetings all down since the board has been in existence.
Yeah.
There's been a few, but not very many. Yeah.
For people who don't know, it's $75 a day.
Right. So, and that was set in 2000 as part of the unicameral's bill to create the commission. And actually, the only way that we could ever increase that is to go back and have it done legislatively.
I think Chad just corrected me. It's 70 a day, not 75.
There you go.
So,
do we have the authority to is this an internal, like...
We have the authority to say what we pay per diem for.
Okay, but not how much.
Not how much.
Okay.
So it's per diem is a set amount per day, and then we have dictated what we allow ourselves to claim. You know, what the activities that we allow to be claimed for those days. So. Okay. I would need, for this, so I would need a motion from the board and to have that to be seconded so that we can proceed with this, if someone on the board would feel so inclined to do that.
Hey, Becky, you want to do it? Because you brought it up.
Well, does it need to be two separate motions?
No, you can do both guidelines in one.
Okay, so, correct me if I'm wrong. Motion to change the wording in the quarterly board meeting to public board meetings and to change the wording in board meeting preparation not to exceed 2 days per quarter to board meeting preparation not to exceed 2 days per public meeting.
Second.
Okay, it's been, a motion has been made to change the wording of those two per diem guidelines, and it has been seconded. I'll do a quick roll call vote. Chad?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Mark?
No.
Mike? Yes. Okay. With that, we are moving on to, if there's any public comment for, I know we just got done with this, but if there's anything else anybody wanted to say, otherwise we're going to close with some final announcements and move into executive session. Is there any comments from the floor? Okay, hearing no one seeking the floor. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Our next meeting is going to be the first Saturday in November. I believe it will be in Omaha, Nebraska. It will, the topic that we're going to be covering on the agenda is tentatively our partnership in working with the Nebraska Center for the Blind in Nebraska City, the School for the Blind in Nebraska City. Other than that, thank everybody. Thank you very much, everybody, for attending. Is anything else I'm missing as far as final comment? Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. And
you're welcome.
And
you bet.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
You're welcome to hang around and hear the adjournment if you wish.
See you Sunday.
Yep, see you Sunday.
See you later. Have a good one. Thank
you.
We'll be in touch. Give me a call if you have any other questions.
I will do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I will do it.
I guess I need to, well, it doesn't matter if they're here or not.
Change you out. Take
a cookies.
Kathy, oh, Fritz. Fritz,
yes,
I got a plate I got to send. I'm going to send with you.
You were serious?
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to make the office.
You're supposed to share them, though, remember?
Yeah.
Aaron, the request actually came from Aaron.
Let me get one for my husband before you take them off.
I got a plate for you.
I just want one for my husband.